Live and direct from Jersey City, it's Jeremy. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. What does that even mean, don't be scared? Being scared is a byproduct of trust. Or lack thereof. People don't do the things that they really want to do because they don't trust themselves. They don't trust their gifts. They don't trust their God. They just don't trust. They don't trust that it's going to work out in their favor. They don't trust that things are going to go according to plan. And a lot of times, I have to question the thought process. Like, there's lots of things that I think about on a daily basis that I see materialize. Like, it materializes in my imagination. And I see it, and it feels really real. Then I have to ask myself, like, is this feeling that I'm feeling without what I'm imagining not even being in front of my face physically? Is it even possible to achieve that? Like, what does it feel like to be in, like, the best relationship ever? What does it feel like to be in the best business deal ever? You know, it's like, what does it feel like to be able to know that you can help people and do whatever it is that you want to do because you have the financial security to do it? Like, a lot of people are putting so much stock into, like, the money thing. And the money thing is really only the byproduct of what it is that's going on in your mind that you see that you aren't executing, and you only aren't executing or attempting to execute it to get that picture from your imagination onto a page and into real life. Like, a chance. People aren't even giving it a chance. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. And don't, you know what phrase really, you know what line really bothers me in hip hop? When people say, because, all right, it's obvious that I'm a Christian, right? And if it's not obvious, then I have more work to do. But I'm a Christian. Like, I am a follower of Jesus Christ. I believe in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, right? If I am not putting 100% total trust and effort in what I believe, and in that the person and the entity that I believe in is not helping me to accomplish those goals, then I have to reevaluate what I believe in. Because I just think that there's a time, I just think that this is the time where execution is, like, it's crucial. Especially if you are in a place where you feel that you're not totally, like, you feel like you shouldn't, like, you feel like that there is more to your life than where you currently are. And I think everybody feels that way. Millionaires feel that way. Millionaires always want to make more. How can they make more? You know, people who are poor, how can they get some? You know, and, like, everybody, people put so much stock in the money and not enough stock in the feeling of what they really want will actually bring them, if that makes any sense whatsoever. Like, there are people that are born to be leaders, and they are hiding because they are afraid, and they are making up excuses to justify that action. so they can stay in comfort and they're not getting results. And you want to get the results. Like, you just need a little, you just need a couple wins. Like, you don't even need a whole gang of wins. You just need a couple wins. You just need to, like, have an idea, big or small. And you need to, like, really put your focus and your energy on that one little thing. Like, pick something small. People have big dreams and big aspirations. And it's just like, sometimes it's like, that's too big for people. Like, that's unreal. Like, sometimes it's like unrealistic. And it's unrealistic only because, like, you can't get there from where you currently are. It's like, you can't get there from here, is the phrase. So it's like, you got to take little jumps. It's like, you can't go from you living in the projects and now you living in a mansion. Like, that jump doesn't work like that. That's not even how life works, unless you win the lottery. And if you win a lottery, that's even worse, because it's like, that's a whole nother story. But not to lose my point, it's just like, what are we doing on a daily basis to build confidence within ourselves so we can maximize our potential and not be afraid to do it? It's like, why are we afraid? And the very thing, like, whatever voice, like, there's a lot of people that have an inner voice in their head or in their mind that is preventing them from moving forward. And it's like, well, what are you going to do? Like, how long are you going to live in that feeling, in that vibration? You know, before you wake up and realize, like, yo, I really have to get a move on something in my life. And there's so many people out there that are hurting. There's so many people that are lonely and that are depressed and that are anxious. All because of something that somebody probably put inside of their mind and drilled it. Or somebody that they really hold in a high regard told them something negative, and then they took that as Bible, as gold. Like, you don't have enough money to do that. Or you're too ugly to do that. Or you're too old to do that. You know, God, like my father even told me that. Like, I told my father that I was getting back into acting, and he told me I was too old to do that. Don't you think you're too old to do that? This is my father telling me something that I have done I have become a professional. Like, I get residual checks from SAG in the mail from work from being an actor. And you tell me that I'm too old? Like, that, like, you really have to get down to the, like, the nitty gritty and go deep and into who is implanting these ideas and these negative thoughts in our minds that cripple us on a daily basis from being who we are called to be. Because you are called to be something, and this is not like a Christian thing. This is not a God thing. This is a life thing. This is like, you were put here on earth to be elite at something. There is something that you can do very well that nobody else can do. Like, and if there are other people that are doing it, like, you have a certain, like, there is a certain level that you can do something, whether you know it or not. You just haven't tapped into it, or you haven't given yourself enough confidence in that gift. Or you haven't even really, like, just believed in yourself so much. It was like, you know what? I am going to do this. Like, I am going to go back to school, or I am going to start this business, or I am going to get my career going, or I am going to go and get this job, or whatever it is that you want. Whatever it is that you want, because you see it in your mind. If you want something, obviously you're seeing it in your brain, in your imagination, and it's making you feel a way. But there's a certain voice, there's a certain thing inside that's keeping you from doing that, and that is not your voice. If you are trying to do something and there is something telling you that you can't do something, that is not your voice. That is somebody else's voice. And you need to get to the root of the problem and figure it out. And you need to slice that thing out of your system and burn it. Cut it down and burn it. Because it's like, how long, you know? And I am only speaking this way because I am public enemy number one in this department. Like, I am not talking to you because I haven't experienced it or I'm not experiencing it. I have struggled with this most of my life. With all of my lofty goals and dreams and aspirations, I was thinking about it the other day. I was like, wow, like I really tried and failed a lot of times, like a lot of times. And I wasn't able to do that until I was able to get out of an environment that I felt wasn't supportive for my mindset. Like, there is no way I was going to do all those things I did in California with coaching basketball and with acting and with whatever it is that I was, whatever, with family, like becoming a father, becoming a husband. Like, I was never going to get those things if I had not removed myself from an environment that wasn't feeding me positively. I just wasn't going to do it. And a lot of people, even to this day, I have friends that was like, oh, well, that feel away because I moved, because I put me first to move, to change, because I want more for my life. You have to want more for your life so much that you're willing to just risk everything. And people are going to try to talk you down off of that ledge. They're going to try and talk you out of it. And it's negative. Don't be scared. Don't be afraid. Trust. Trust. Even if you don't believe in a God or a higher power, just like, believe in yourself, if nothing else. Believe in yourself. And take action and be patient and be courageous. You know, it's like I haven't worked in 2 months. I've never been so busy for a person with quote unquote no job. I've never been so busy. I'm recording podcasts. I'm getting invited to movie sets. I've never because I decided that I'd much rather just scale all the way down. I'll live out of a bag if I have to and eat $2 sandwiches from the bodega every day if I got to in order to get to where I'm going because I believe in me and all of my days are not good. Trust me, the last time I recorded, I was just coming off one of the worst days of the year, mentally and emotionally. It's like I went from one terrible day, and then after that day, last week Wednesday, went on a 4-day winning streak, like a complete turnaround. Not because I did something magical and I had to, no, just because... That's just the way life works. All of the days are not going to be great, but I'd rather have bad days doing what I love. I'd much rather be satisfied doing that. I don't have time. Who has time for that? You don't have that kind of time. I'm fired up today, can't you tell? I'm so fired up. God is good all the time. Even in the bad times, he's still good. And I thank God for perseverance. And I thank God for self-worth. I thank God for my friends that are out there doing what they love and like not afraid to chase their dreams. You know? It's like you have like count your blessings, man, and then recount them bad boys. You might have miscount. Recount them things. Like, I really had to take, like, a self-inventory the other day. Like, really, 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 like, go back and just think, like, okay, I went and did this job. I went and did that place. I went and did this here. I went and tried this idea. Tried and failed. I have tremendous experience in failure, which is why I have confidence. Because I'm learning from my mistakes and I'm not letting it get me down, even though all of my days are not spectacular days. And it's real easy to get lost in the sauce because you want to post all the good things on Instagram and on social media, but not the bad things, not the bad days, not the times where you're crying, not the times where you're hurt and you're wounded and you're broken. It's like everybody wants to point out the W's, like posting the W's is great. Posting the W's is great, but nobody's going to get saved by your testimony. No one's going to be inspired by your testimony if they don't know the truth. You have to be honest. You have to be honest with yourself. And that was the hardest thing to do. That was the hardest thing to do for me, is to be honest with myself, to look in the mirror and be happy with what I'm looking at. Like, am I happy with my body? Am I happy with where I am? Am I happy? Now, am I satisfied with what I'm looking at? Like, you really have to sit there, like, you really have to, like, take inventory, take stock of those things. Because it's so easy. It's almost too easy to get caught up trying to impress others. Trying to keep up with the Joneses. And it's like, how many pairs of Jordans can I own? To prove to who what? I don't have anything to prove. That is probably the most freeing thing for me to say. I don't have anything to prove to anybody. I can only be me. You gotta just take me for who I am and what I am, and you love me for who I am. And I'm going to be me, and I'm not going to try and impress you. I don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. Life gets better when you relinquish that. It's like, you got to shed that thing, man. Because it's going to cripple you. It's going to cripple you in a major way. I don't know. I'm fired up today. I'm in a great mood. I'm in a great mood. I hope I don't feel like angry, but I'm in a great mood. I just want us to do better and be better because we're worth it. You're worth it. You know? And anything that's prohibiting you from doing the things that you want to do, whether mentally or physically or emotionally or environmentally, dead it. Like, it's not conducive. It is so counterproductive. It's so counterproductive. And there's so many people with that mindset. And it's like, not only is this like young people, like, it's old people too. There's old people who still have insecurities, like, and old people who have like daddy issues and all that stuff, that just like, the people have issues. You know, so it's like, what are we, like, what are we going to do, like, to, like, encourage not only ourselves, but it's like, because, of course, you got to, you can't really help anybody else if you haven't helped yourself first. You know what I mean? It's like, they don't tell you to put the oxygen mask on your face first before you help others on the plane. You got to put your mask on first, and then you got to go and help others. It's like, I just want to help people. I want to help people, and I don't want people to feel a way, because people can feel intimidated, and then it can wear on you. It could be like, dang, you start taking it personal. It has nothing to do with you. I think I talked about this last week. It has nothing to do with you. Like, it's running rampant. Like, that narrative is continuously running. So be kind to yourself. Don't be, like, take it easy. Relax. Relax. And don't be scared. Like, go ahead and just do it. Like, you're going to be scared at first because you're so used to doing it one way. But, like, how many times are you going to continue to do it that way and get the same result? Isn't that insanity? Like, change things. Like, things didn't start changing in my life until I had to make a change. And that's just the bottom line. It's like, you have to change first. Like, you have to do that. You have to put in that work and put in that time and put in that meditation and put in that prayer and go and work out and take care of your body and take care of your mind and read books and watch things that are positive. You know, like, you, and surround yourself with positive people in your life. Like, you have to deliberately do those things, because nobody is going to do it for you. And no one's going to wait for you, because the world doesn't revolve around you. But you can create your own world that does, though. That felt good to get out. I hope you guys are having a great week so far. I'm having a great week. I'm really excited about where things are going and where I am and about life. And, you know, I'm still working things out myself. We all are. But we got to do it together with love and with encouragement and be there for one another. You know, even through your hurt. It's like, I love encouraging people while I'm in a bed. Like, that's just how it works sometimes, you know? Because your blessing isn't for you, it's for somebody else. Your gift isn't for you, it's for somebody else. So it's like, how can I use my gift to help others? Once you figure that out, then it's like, the rest is great. Like, the universe is going to open up. Guarantee is going to open up. It has no other choice. It has no other choice. Because we're here to have life and have life more abundantly. Like, we're supposed to get the best of the best always. Like, that's just how it's supposed to roll with us. Like, we're not, like, Christians. Like, Christians shouldn't be having mental health issues. Like, we are more than conquerors, bro. Like, this is, like, you got to, like, empower yourself. Like, you got to speak it into yourself. You got to speak it into yourself. You got to shine your light wherever you go. What's the point of shining your light and then covering it? It's like, what's the point of that? Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. If you're scared, go to church. That's what I was saying. That's what I wanted to say. If you're scared, go to church. Why do people say that? If you're scared, go to church. Like, there's scared people in church. Like, there's punks in church. I used to get offended by that. I'm still feeling a ways about that. But I'm like, why they pick the church of all places to say if you're scared, go there? Like there's scared people there. I always found that interesting. Like, why would they say that? I don't know. Whatever. I'm off on a tangent now. I'm going to go. And I hope that things work out for you. I hope that something good, something really good happens to you today. I really do. And I pray that when you look in the mirror, you are satisfied with who is in the mirror, who is looking back at you. You know? Until next time, guys. Until next time. Stay encouraged. Stay prayed up. And don't stop fighting. Don't be afraid. Trust in yourself. Give yourself a little W. Pick a little goal. And I'd rather just get 100 little goals than try to store up and get one gigantic goal. I'd just much rather. That's just me personally. I mean, you can do whatever you want. It's your life. But me, I'm breaking down my goals to the very small thing, like, and I don't even count money. Like, I don't even count as like, yo, how many good experiences can I have today? You know, it's like, where can I go so I can feel good about myself? Where am I going to go? Or what am I going to do today that's going to make me happy? Like, deliberate. You know, and go ahead and just do it and rack them up and count those wins and be happy and be confident and be super pumped. Celebrate those wins. You know, I get a W, like I almost get a W because I want the celebration. Like, I like to celebrate. So it's like, how can I celebrate all the time? And so that's just what I do. Like, I get up and it's like, what can I do today that's going to make me celebrate? That's going to make me want to pop a bottle, you know? Make me want to give somebody a high five and say, yo, we did it. Or, yo, I did it. I had a little goal today and I conquered it. Like, that's dope. Like, that's a great feeling. That is a feeling right there. You know? Like, the LA Marathon was just this past Sunday, and it's like, I know a couple of people that were running in it, and that it was their first time. Like, there is nothing greater than working on something and then somebody putting a medal around your neck. It's celebration time. Like, I put the work in. Like, I ran for hours and hours and miles on end to accomplish a goal, you know? It's like, some, you know, people had to start off with 1 mile and then boost up to 2 miles and then, you know, and then start running. Like, you gotta really, like, you can't just walk out the house and then go run in the New York City Marathon. That's impossible. Like, you have to really work. You have to work on those things and not be afraid to work on it and go to work on the days that you don't want to do it. Like, there's days that you don't want, like, there are tons of days when I get up and I'm just like, yeah, I don't want to do anything today. And I have the power to do that. And you have the power to do that. And you have the right. If you don't do anything that you don't want to do, don't do anything that you don't want to do. And don't make anybody else make you do stuff that you don't want to do. Period. Some people just need a boost, you know? Some people just need a boost. And you don't know who needs a boost. That's why you just got to stay engaged and stay connected and stay encouraging people and stay in the mix and stay prayed up. Because you just never know. This is Jeremy St. Louis, live and direct. Please like and subscribe and share with your friends. I hope this blesses you in a major way. It blesses me just to get it off my chest and to speak to you guys. You know? Even this thing, like, and talking is like one of my gifts. Like, even this is like, some days I'm just like, no way. I'm not doing it. I don't feel like doing it. I don't want to do it. I'm not in the mood. But what good is that? You know, what good of an example is that to set for someone who struggles with being consistent? And they look at me and say, oh, this person's consistent. You know, it's like there are people out there rooting for you more than you think. Everyone puts so much emphasis on haters. But it's like, nah, it's a little bit more like, don't give the haters so much credit. Like, let's big up the people who are really positive in your life and like things that are going well in your life that are positive. You know? Because still people out there just like depending on like waiting for scraps. They're just waiting to be handed something. They're waiting to be handed something and they have their hands out. And they're not bringing themselves any value, but want a handout. No one's going to hand you anything. No one doesn't even care, to be honest with you. No one cares. They definitely don't care until you start winning. I had never gotten more DMs in the last 24 hours after posting the things that I'm posting, like good thing, like good W's, like good things. It's like, wow, like all it takes is a couple of W's. Like all it takes is a couple of W's. People just want to see you do it. They just want to see you do it. And then they're going to ride and rock and roll with you. It sucks. That's the way the world is today, unfortunately. But that's, you just got to rock with it. You just got to rock with it and keep on trucking because it has zero, it, like, don't let the likes confuse you. You know? So people say, oh, you might post something and get 3 likes. And then you get bummed out about it. People get bummed out about stuff like that. About numbers. About likes. I'm like, you're missing the point. Like, you're definitely missing the point. You can't do it to satisfy or gratify others. Then you're definitely in it for the wrong reasons. I'm posting those things because those things are making me happy. I was in a, like, that was one of my goals this year. My goal was to book 3 gigs this year. And I already knocked down one. I got one down and 2 to go. You know, and I only get, it is only by the grace of God. It really is. It really is by the grace of God and building relationships and having a relationship with people who see value in you and you not being afraid to knock on the door and say, yo, can I come through and hang out? Because then that's going to lead to you getting phone calls. Like, I've probably booked more gigs without auditions than I have with auditions. That is a fact. I've gotten more work through references than any job. Because people, you know, when people like you and they trust you and you're cool and you're not going to make things awkward, you're going to be positive when you're in the area and people work. People want to work around positive people. They want to be around positive people. Like, I'd much rather someone be positive and underskilled and, hey, you can always build a skill up. But positivity, you can't coach that. You know, you can't train that. You can't go to school for that. That's just got to be in you. You just got to be a positive. It has to be in you. It has to come, be pouring, exuding from your pores at that positivity. I'd much rather surround myself with folks like that. I was supposed to end this thing, wasn't I? I just love talking to you guys. To God be the glory. Please like and subscribe and share with your friends. And that's pretty much it. You can listen on Spotify now. I'm on Spotify live and direct. I'm on iTunes podcast now, live and direct with Jeremy St. Louis. Spotify is live and direct with Jeremy St. Louis. And you can listen to me on Anchor too, right here. So, you know, spread positivity. Spread love wherever you go. Shine your light wherever you go. You know? Shine your light. I was walking home last night. It's, you know, one of the OGs from the neighborhood. I hadn't seen him in forever. And, you know, I was walking. He was in a car, but I was just walking. I had my shades on. I just got back from the movie shoot. I'm just chilling. Man, he was like, yo, you look like you got, he said, man, you look like you got a Bentley and $1 million in your pocket. And it was like the greatest compliment ever. It made me feel so good. Like, wow, really? Because that's how I really feel. And what's really like bubbling on the inside really does project to people on the outside, you know? And I just want to project what I'm feeling and project what I'm going through and be open and honest and transparent. And he hit it on the nose. I'm like, man, he gave me a Bentley and $1 million already? So now I'm just like, yeah, that's the vibe I'm on. That's the vibe that I'm on. That's the vibe that I'm on. And I am not looking at what's in front of me to determine that feeling. I am not looking at the bank account to determine that feeling. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not looking at my right now. I'm looking at what's going on upstairs in my imagination, and I'm letting that trickle down into my heart, and that is exuding from my pores. That is how I roll. That is what's going on with me. And he caught me on a great day. God forbid if he would have caught me on Wednesday. I don't even want to know what he said. I would look like if he had seen me then. Jeez. But to go from, you know, to go from feeling like the world is caving in to someone looking at you from the outside looking in and saying you look like $1 million walking. I'll take that. I'll take that compliment, because that means that what I'm feeling is real. That's what that says to me. It confirms my feeling. And then it gives me a high that's like, I need to stay in this vibration. I want this vibration forever. Like, how can I have this vibration every single day? Like, it is possible. It is possible. And people like to say negative things about that too. Like, oh, you can't always have a good day. It ain't always gonna. You can. You just got to get up. You got to climb up to it. I'm trying to get my body addicted to this feeling. I want to be addicted to celebrating, addicted to positive vibrations, addicted you know. I need a nap now. I've been supposed to let you go and I'm holding you hostage, but God is good all the time. And he's always there, and he's always working things out. All we have to do is just trust a little bit. Have a little faith, you know? We ain't even got to have gigantic faith. The size of a mustard seed is all we need. You know, that's all we need. You just got to do your part. And don't be afraid. and God is going to work things out for you in your favor. I believe it. I believe it because he's done it for me and he's doing it for me on a daily basis. And I know he's doing the same thing for you. Because if you're listening to this, you feel exactly how I feel. You're going through exactly what I'm going through. And we're in this thing together. So, to God be the glory. It's your boy Jeremy St. Louis, live and direct from Jersey City, New Jersey. It's a beautiful day today. Spring is in full effect. It's in full effect. Have a great weekend. And I'll see you soon. Much love. Peace.